And with that,
end of jams.
End of jams. So this is the end of Preserve Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I hope you keep on listening because Lilia and Isabel are coming in hot with Studio Break Time, and it's going to be really good. So thanks for rocking out with us. Oops, Bridget, I didn't have your mic on. Say bye.
Bye.
I'm the worst. Okay.
Anna's the worst. Anna is the true turd nugget of the group.
I guess that's what we learned today, is that I'm the turd nugget here. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Listen to Lilia. She's great.
See you next week.
Here we go.
2 more weeks to spring break. Everyone, spring break.
Cut my hair. Happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. We'll be right back.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lilia, or DJ Mirror Selfie, and you're listening to Studio Break Time. I've got a special guest here, since Drew could not come tonight. Her name is Isabel.
Hello.
You gotta get closer to the mic, they can't hear
Hi.
You.
Hi.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, so Isabel is a good friend of mine, and we've got a nice long playlist for you. All the songs that you're gonna be hearing behind us, like this one now, they're all from the Westworld soundtrack, because I've been feeling nostalgic for the Westworld soundtrack recently.
Yeah.
Isabel read a cool article about it today. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. So basically, the logic behind using modern-day songs in what's supposed to be a fictional slash past-centered amusement park is to essentially mirror the experience of the amusement park goers. So you're watching Westworld and you get immersed in this fictional place, but then you hear a song and you go, wait a second, it's a classical composition of a pop song you recognize. And you say, what is that? You're taken out of the world, brought back to reality, just as someone in the park would, as they're facing a difficult decision and they grapple with the real life consequences of their actions. So I just thought it was a really interesting choice, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you can read more about that on Pitchfork. We've got some great songs coming up for you, a lot of new ones, a lot of new music coming out this past week, so we hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back to some Westworld music. The first of that triplet was Darling by Real Estate, a single that they released earlier in January. And after that, an old one, Mykonos by Fleet Foxes. And a new one from Ásgeir, the Icelandic singer, who I just read is from a town of 40 people. That song was called Unbound, and it's his newest single. He's got an album coming out on May 5th, which is my birthday, and eve of Isabel's birthday, which is quite exciting. We've got some more new ones for you from Sylvanesso and Alt-J coming up after House of the Rising Sun finishes.
Thank you. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace and next these.
Nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by detectives. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. That my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single doll, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Stepped out one morning. the ground to be spared. The sky is warning. Neon, neon, neon. Blue neon lamp in a midnight country.
Around, so you lean on, lean on. So much your heart's become hold on.
Single from Alt J, which I love and am so excited about. It's called 3WW. They just announced that their new album is going to come out on June 9th, and that is very exciting for me. They've been on break for a bit. Before that was an old one from Kanye West, Jesus Walks, off of The College Dropout. Before that, another new single from Future Islands. That one was called Ran. And before that, another new single, OMG, from Sylvan Esso, Die Young. And behind me now, we've got the cover of Back to Black. And just so you guys know, the composer who's doing all of these is named Ramin Djawadi. And he did a couple other soundtracks, but I think the Westworld one is really, really top-notch. Back to the Alt-J song, if you heard that female voice and it sounded familiar, it's because it's the lead singer from Wolf Alice. Her name's Ellie, and she's incredible. And I'm going to play some of them now.
Thank you.
Those two Wolf Alice songs were Freezy and Soapy Water, ironically two of the ones that Isabel is indifferent to. I apologize for choosing those is. And that last song was one of Isabel's choices. She's going to tell you a little bit about it.
That was American Boyfriend by Kevin Abstract, and he actually has a concert tomorrow at the Middle East. I unfortunately cannot go because I have a midterm, but for those of you who can, check him out.
Yeah, he's super cool. I've got a PSA for you now, one that Isabel is going to love. Also behind me is Painted Black, the Westworld version. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put, capital Y, your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
I wish I could avoid contact with everything every day.
Another option to avoid contact with germs is to make your best friend open every door that you come upon.
Yeah.
It works really well. Thanks for listening to the PSA. Bring you back to the music.
Thank you.